May 1, 2023. It's a Watt from Pedro show.
Well, if we have time, I'd like to see some of the temples, and I'd like to hear some Japanese music. You know, some of the classical. What is this instrument? The kauri or the
koto?
Koto. I'd like to hear some of this. And I'd like to maybe go to some rural areas to see some of the traditional.
You mentioned the wrong thing. The koto.
Koto. Yeah.
Roland Clark stopped in Japan and bought the Nagoya Chalmers, is that correct?
Yeah, he bought one. Yeah, I want to go to the music store and see what I can find, you know.
I see. This is the Olympic advertisement.
From yep. Pedro show
mm-hmm.
Started off with Happy May Day, Happy Monday. Start off with John
okay.
Coltrane talking to mm-hmm. Kaname Kawachi. What he'd like to do about what he'd like to do in Japan. This was the only tour he got to do this back in July 9th, 1966. And then
mm-hmm.
from this new album, Sawako with Soranika Eru. Hard to pronounce for me. And you could tell that I'm not man alone here because of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention. I have Sawako from Tokyo,
yes.
Ms. Sawako. Welcome aboard. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. I want to learn about your music journey.
Mm-hmm.
So please bring mm-hmm. earliest musical memory.
Mm-hmm. My earliest memory, that is like a Japanese animations song. So when I was a child, I liked to sing a song. So I was singing a song, the animation song, and using the cassette tape and record on it. That is the, I think, earliest memory and also earliest the recording of my voice.
Ah, so you were already starting your recording adventure.
Yes, yes. And also, when I was a child, my parent was learning Japanese nogaku, Japanese traditional theater.
Sure.
So, since when I was inside of my mother's stomach, I was listening to the Japanese traditional music. So that is also one of my earliest sound music memory, I think.
It was the music for no theater.
No theater, yes.
Yeah. There was this band a long time ago in the 70s
mm-hmm.
from the city. They were called No Mercy. And it
no
was spelled N-O-H. Yeah, yeah. And they were just a drummer and a singer, both ladies. Very intense band, yeah. This place you grew up, the house, was there musical instruments?
There is a piano, and also my father was playing a Japanese nogaku, a flute, Japanese flute.
Shakuhachi?
No, that is for nogaku flute.
Ah, okay.
That is different. That is like flute.
Okay. Now, speaking of piano, did you have to go through the, I don't know, some people it's an ordeal, some people it's a blessing. Lessons on the piano.
Yes, yes. I took piano lessons when I was piano lesson when I was 6 years old until when I was, I think, 17 years old.
How was the experience for you?
My first teacher, I love my first teacher because she likes some romantic music and express some passions and many feelings. But my second teacher was kind of strict for technique, so I don't like the second teacher very much. But finally, my third teacher, he introduced me some contemporary music and some experimental music using piano. So that is why I start some experiments and dig more deeply with sound and music and piano work.
Can I ask you about school, like young school? We would say grade school here, huh? Were you in kind of choir or school band program or marching band, shit like that?
Yes, when I was in elementary school, I was in school chorus group. And also when I was in high school, I was in the school band and I was playing guitar and I was doing the vocal.
You were playing guitar?
Yes.
Guitar in a marching band?
Guitar for the... Oh, band. Band means a rock band.
Ah, okay.
Yes, it was punk rock band.
In school?
In school, yes.
Ah, great.
In high school, yes.
Hi. Because you usually very kind of, not so loose kind of contemporary music in school, usually old-fashioned. Okay, so you got to be in a rock band. What was the first record you bought with your own money?
That is Japanese music band named Princess.
Okay, and the first gig you saw, first live musical
performance. Oh, my first band? Yeah. That is in high school, and that was we did the copy band of Judy and Molly. That is also Japanese.
Not your band. First performance.
Judy and Molly.
Oh, I'm sorry for confusing. Not your first performance, but the first musical performance you saw a musician do.
Oh, as musicians, that was, I think, when I was 20 years old. That is because I took computer music classes in university. People of experimental music scene in Tokyo knows me about as the computer music player. So they invite me to perform on the event in Tokyo. That is, I think, when I was 20 years old or so.
Ah, no, I'm still confusing. What I meant is the first time you witnessed or attended concert of a live performance, not yourself, but other musician, yeah.
As audience, you say?
Yeah, as gig goer.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
That's okay.
I think it was when I was 10 years old or so.
Yeah.
And that was a small, I think that is rock music festival or something, I think.
Yeah, the first gig I saw was T-Rex, and I was...
T-Rex? Whoa!
Yeah, I was 14 years old. It was 1973.
Wow, wow, so, that's great. Wow.
Yeah, I know. It was very exciting. But he was so small. This was before I knew about rock clubs, so big Long Beach Auditorium, and so he's so small, you know. Cause
wow, when I first started,
started seeing gigs in the 70s, and yeah, at that time, all the gigs were in very big venues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so terrible. You gave me this music from your new album, this song, Sky Rebirth. I want to play.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
For Pedro Show, that chunk of music start off with Sawako doing Sky Rebirth from her new album. Pelican Man after this. This is, me and Petra have been working on this opera to Charlie Plymell poem Planet Chernobyl. He wrote the what became the libretto. This is part one. It's got 15 parts. It just came out. I'm going to play one part at a time. Part one here. Then we had something, yeah, little Mike Watt stuff here. So with DTR, this is a proj with Derek and Rich and Tori. And haven't really met these guys, but except through trading files on the internet with the music. So Take Away for Free is the name of the tune. 99 Letters after that with Tama Kagiru. Here's something from about a month and a half ago. Victoria Shen just had a tour of Japan. And this is part one of two of an encore jam she did with Tenko, Dora Video, and Makoto Kawabata. It's a live stream from a three-day Domune Noise University, March 15, 2023. Then yeah, here's Tenko's band from the 80s, huh? Mizutama Shobadan with Welcome to Dreamland. And then from Sawako's new album, a new tune called Field Memory. Then Light. First time, yeah, I did my third opera was with the Light Brothers, Japanese tour, 2010. And this is them featuring Trumpet Man, Taboo Zombie, a tune called D. The Chunks after that, bass player from Scotland, Earthship, Señor Midnight. Doug Wimbush, great bass man from Connecticut, Just Another Minute, from his solo album. Tobacco, Start Screen, great new album. Erica Dawn Lyle, she just put out this cassette tape, and this is Tree. And finally, Nightleaf. Sawako. Okay, so you get out, you do this rock band, and you played guitar in high school, but then you graduate,
mm-hmm.
and you go to university
mm-hmm.
to study music.
My university is a kind of new department. To something experiments of different different genres of things. They're using technology, so some people are studying about governmental things, and some people are doing some computer technology. New research, and some people are doing art. So that is a mix of different departments using technology. Is that clear to image?
Yeah, like they're trying new approach at education.
Yeah. So I was doing the music, but also I was doing the field work using video camera. Something like social research. And also, I was creating the magazines with my friends and so on. So I was doing many things.
And all these things kind of informed your approach to music.
Yes. They are all connected with to create for my expression as an artist. And also, at that time, the computer itself becomes a good musical instrument. Like CPU is more higher and higher. The speed of the computing is more higher, high speed. And also, the people start to tour for all over the world with only one laptop.
Capability with more power. Yeah. So are you telling me you left behind guitar and piano mm-hmm. and your voice
mm-hmm.
to move to making music with computers?
Computers, yes. The experiments using sound inside of computer fascinates me. That was really interesting for me. So... Right. That is why I started using computer.
And earlier you were saying your first performance with music was using mm-hmm. computers.
Yes, yes. And also, actually, I was, at that time, I was also performing mixed feedback. Like, do you know Japanese artist Toshimaru Nakamura?
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, so something like Toshi Nakamura style. But accidentally, I found that mixed feedback style. So, at that time, I'm not good at connecting music instruments, devices. So one day, I mistakenly connect the cables and make the feedback. But I like the sound. That is why I start the mixer feedback performance.
Ah, so it came about by accident.
By accident, yes.
Okay, so this, what was that first gig?
Mm-hmm.
You said also, people had found out that you were doing music and they invited you to what, a festival?
Yes, festival, yes. Uh-huh.
Tell me about it.
That is in Nagoya, and it was inside of the huge warehouse. So the natural delay time is 10 seconds.
Wow.
Yes, so the using the in the warehouse, the experimental sound artist in Nagoya, people of experimental sound art in Nagoya doing the festival, annual festival. So they invite me to perform there.
Okay. And what you call success, was it scary your first time?
Yeah, kind of scary, but really exciting moments. But I
think I know what you mean, because one time I was doing this album and I was really afraid. And the drummer man, his name is Steve Hodges, he said to me, you know, being a little bit afraid is like being a little bit excited.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about that, and I said, okay, yeah. So, now, you don't stop your music education there in Tokyo. You go overseas to learn more stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but also I went to master degree course at New York University.
Yes.
But the department is not musical department. It calls interactive telecommunication program, and that is again using technology and experiments about future possibilities. So mainly people are creating art stuff, but sometimes more social activities or other things.
And how did you see your music evolving because of this?
I'm not sure. From start, I feel my music is kind of original, or I'm not sure it is music or some sound experiments using sound experiments with field work or something. So I'm not sure evolving. Yeah, it is difficult question, sorry.
Okay. When did you start your first recordings?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the recordings. That is the, I had many friends in the mailing list of music creators. So one of them invite me to release CDs. That is my first recording, I think.
And when was that? Like early 2000s?
Early 2000. For compilation album or something, I think 2001 or 2002. And my first album was 2004. But talking about recording, because I make music with computer, so I have many sound files before that. So it's a kinds of recording, not recording, I have many sound archive.
Yeah, like a library, yeah.
Yeah. So, at first, for me, that is feeling of the archive of my everyday practices. So, not like recording or creating new stuff. So, I was doing many small improvisation every day. And so many archive I already had. So, I just cut some minutes, then sent for them. That is my early times. Not so many editing.
Not so much editing. Kind of documents.
Documents, yeah. More documents or improvisation or, yeah.
Documents of the improvisations. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
So, we're at the end of the first hour of May 1st, 2023 edition of Juan Pedro Show. Special guest, Sawako. Hold tight for hour two. May 1, 2023. It's the second hour of the Juan Pedro Show.
Sold our soul for nothing. Glorious. I wonder, do you think there was a way? I mean, why do you think it works for this?
were human, but now I am a cryptid. Took a couple left turns and limped right past the cripplet. Traded science for magic, and the result was unexpected. I once was a superhuman, but now I am a cryptid. I am a cryptid. I am a cryptid. The future was deep. Between the corner of one, air squashed and disconnected, progress kept at the knee, kept at the knee, and pretended I once was a superhuman, but now I am a cryptid. I am a cryptid. I see it coming, it's in the trees, a daily record news article, large cats talking country breeze, or maybe it was Eleanor, testing mind control on bees. Cottage cheese, an origin story, one wholly unnecessary, for I always was my own greatest adversary. But think of we the melon and summoned up the scoopment. X-ray vision turned in inward, and their effect caused a hissing cat. I once
etc., etc., etc.
Thank you.
Lot for Pedro Show. Start off the second hour, Sawako, Dream Float. And then here's some. I'm part of this too. I didn't know I put so much stuff where I was pointing. But these guys are from Sevilla part of Spain. Raul Catazano and Head and Forces Trio. Mano Marco Serrato on the bass. And they had me do some, they sent me some words and they said, would you record your voice reciting this? What? So I did. And this is, yeah, we who sold our soul for nothing. Raul Catazano, Hidden Forces Trio. I guess featuring myself. Weird to say. Drift Institute after that. Their new release. This tune's called Reality Sucks. Cod O'Donnell. Sorry. Forgive me. I Cryptid. From France. Brand new. It's a new prize for Fair Seb. So Carlos. With Ras de Poul. Na. Pardon. My poor French. Francais. And then finally, Sawako. Soul. Soil. So how long did you go to school in New York City?
I love that. I love the experiments there because the school in New York City is 100 students coming from all over the world, and many of them have different backgrounds of different ages. So it's kind of collaborating with new genre. Many times with many people. So every day is many fresh inspirations and many great ideas and new experiments. So it was so fun.
And how long?
It's only 2 years.
You were only there 2 years. Wow. Okay. But you made many connections, you're saying, and many... Yeah, sources of inspiration, because such a variety of different people.
Yes, yeah.
And connections.
Connections. And the school itself is only 2 years, but the connection still keep going after the graduation.
Right. After graduation, you returned to Japan?
No, I was in New York 4 years, because I had... 1 year visa at first, then I took the artist visa for 3 years. So total 4 years, I was in New York City as an artist.
And in those other 2 years, much performing, much recording, much composing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, touring, and the, yes.
Ah, okay. So after 4 years, you returned back.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Let me play this here. Thank you.
Philly poem. It's a short one. Weapon skills, high security lie, Olympics in China, live, flee, or die, demagogue dick, CEO, jingle, lingo, thieves penetrate, edge thick midnight, awesome cemeteries, make out faces, digital values, last year's graffiti, scrap shop window, frowns from a limo, sexual battery days, make out forces, get fat for robots, second chaos, muzzle flash, poke police, shit squad city, cosmic go-kart, kick all suspects, pimp in the porch light, women of the street, ballerina feet, dick parade, bush golf cart, big fat backers, mankind on the lamb. Avoid the weasel, said Pythagoras. Thank you.
Well, for Pedro Show, that chunk of music started off with Sawako doing Ikwan. Enquan, sorry. Then, it's me again with Charlie Plymell. Okay, the guy who wrote the libretto for that Planet Chernobyl opera. Well, this was me and him playing a gig in Philadelphia. Wow, 15 years ago. August 9, 2008. And it's called Dalai's Yama, his piece. I think I was improvising bass behind him while he read his poems. Noisuka after that with Every Day, in parentheses, Egg, huh? Trajan Cities and Chloe. This is from Italo Calvino's Invisible Cities, and it's by the Bromley Symphony Orchestra feature, the Underwood Piano Harlequin Quintet. Finally, Space Dive, Sawako. Now, when you came back to Japan,
mm-hmm.
did you continue recording and mm-hmm. composing performance? But it kind of changed, right? Different town.
Yes. Because I was absent in Tokyo scene for 6 years, so some people, many things are changing.
6 years, what?
6 years, yeah.
2 years at the school in New York City, 2 years as artist.
Oh, 4 years as an artist.
Ah, sorry, okay.
Yeah. So 6 years, yes. And also, you know, America is kind of loud, everywhere is loud, but Japan has some quietness.
Yeah.
Feel. So the everyday sound environment becomes change.
Absolutely. And,
yeah. So I think it is also some influence for my music.
I mean, there's parts of Tokyo that are pretty loud. You know what was my loudest experience mm-hmm. of Tokyo? It was summertime.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of near Korea Embassy, this place I was mm-hmm. staying. A little old-fashioned house, all this modern stuff. But it was the time of the semis.
Oh!
And their songs are so urasai. I actually thought it was construction. I thought it was like workers building. But it was these mushies, these little bugs, and their songs are so loud. So you know what I'm talking about. Okay.
I have one interesting episode about the semi Chikada song in Japan.
Yeah, I should tell the people, the listeners. We call them cicadas.
Cicadas. I have the field recording of Japanese cicadas sound, and when I did the duo performance with some noise musicians, the cicadas sound are so brutal and powerful, so the sound is, I win with the noise sound.
Yeah, I mean, it's so strong.
So strong, yes. Yeah.
And their lives are so trippy. They're some are in the ground for 9 years, some 12 years, some 18 years, and then they're only above the ground a little bit where they get to do their song.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told there was 4 or 5 different semi-songs, basic songs. Probably everyone is individual, but yeah, so, and here's another trippy thing about, I told you about going to Chosi City. I mean, Tokyo, right, the big, loud, giant city, but just a little ways outside, all of a sudden it's countryside, and very peaceful.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Yeah, the contrast.
Mm-hmm. Yes, contrast. And even inside of Tokyo, sometimes in between buildings, there is small shrine or temple.
Sure, jinja.
Jinja, yes. And inside of jinja, so quiet.
Yes, absolutely.
Peaceful.
Almost
like
sanctuary.
Yes, almost sanctuary. Yeah. I like the contrast.
Yeah. Even the weather, because mushy. It's so sweaty summer. But then you go into Jinja and, yeah, not only quiet, but also cool.
I agree.
Yeah. And I noticed this about, yeah, like last hour we played something from your new album called Field Memory. But that's that's a field recording, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Talk about your, because you like field recordings, right? That's a big part of your archive.
Yes. The album, the theme of album is Star. And the I did many recordings on the special day of Star, like eclipse, the sun, moon eclipse.
Yeah, or eclipse. Or solstice, or equinox.
Yeah. And the sound of field memory is actually a mix of the in Japan field recording in Japan and also field recording in Argentina in really the time of the eclipse, solar eclipse.
Okay.
So that and my recording in Japan is something like special day of moon, like full moon or new moon or something like that.
Well, I know there's big holiday for, solstice, the longest day of the year, shortest day of the year.
Shobun no hi. So I mix of that kind of special day as a mix of the field recording of the exact time in the different places of the world. The album.
Also, there's an old fairy tale about the moon. The farmer and the princess or the... I can't remember exactly. Yeah, but the sky, the way the nature works, it's very interesting on how our own personal small life in a huge world is connected.
Yes,
very interesting. Look, we're at the end of the second hour. May 1st, 2023 edition, Wat Pedro Show special guest, Sawa Cole. Hold tight for hour three. May 1, 2023, third hour of the Wat from Pedro Show. Live from Pedro Show. Started off the third hour with Shawako doing Fennel Tunnel. Fennel tastes like licorice. Maxine Funke from her new album, White Willow White. Stefano Pelia with Essencio. Some music he wrote for Oregon. Brendan Etter Ensemble with New Dreams. And Sawako with kind of ironic title, Fertile Emptiness. No. Yeah. Yeah. I did get it right. I thought I messed up. So tell me about this new record, all these songs I'm playing from. Because you haven't done an album for a little while now.
Yeah. I took so many times to finish the album. Actually, the album itself was finished, 80% finished, like 3 or 4 years ago. But I couldn't find the final piece, 1 or 2 tracks. So I was waiting for years. Then finally COVID-19 comes, and I thought I have to finish and send for the people these tracks anyway. So that is why I started to finish the album. And also at that time, because of the COVID-19, the Japanese temples in Kyoto were so empty and quiet. So I traveled to Kyoto several times and got inspiration and got many recordings there. That became one big inspiration to finish the albums.
Great. Now, I've played a lot of your music on the show, and mm-hmm. especially, it seems there's some departures with this new album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're starting new kinds of ways to express yourself musically.
Thank you. Yeah, that is kind of my challenge, or more, I feel it becomes more deeper side of mine to express for many people, or more, how to say it, more, that is because it's more deeper inside of the heart, it becomes more fragile, some parts, and difficult to show for other people. That is the most difficult, how to say, the feeling for me to finish the album. But I like the result.
Yeah, I like it very much. It seems your approach, though, it seems more keyboard, more voice.
Kind of, I think, more intimate and more meditation or something, but also not, I also, maybe because I was creating the album at the COVID-19 time, I wanted to give some hope and light, bright feeling for many peoples with subtle ways. So I think in some parts it success for that, I hope.
So, okay, so you are reacting to the situation. Part of the reason why the record is the way it is because of the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me think about your whole maybe philosophy regarding field recordings. You are capturing mm-hmm. what's happening. So in a way, even though you're using instruments like mm-hmm. your voice mm-hmm. and keyboards,
mm-hmm.
It's still kind of a field recording. Because you're, this whole situation, this environment. Mm-hmm. Here, I want to play Sweet Hygeia Grass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hands to To fill my way, that is true.
For Pedro Show, last music for this edition. Started that final chunk of music with Sawako, Sweet Hygieia Grass. Then RO4, Tokyo Musician. Floating Lights, Jeb Bishop and Damon Smith after that with Protocol. And then finally, Sawako with Eclipse Dawn. So, this Eclipse stuff you were talking about, that tune came from there. What is next for you?
Oh, now I'm making the new artwork, audio, visual, environmental stuff with my friends. So actually last month, I did the sound and video art installation at Yokohama. So I want to keep, create some installation or environmental stuff with using the multi-channel sound and the light and the visual materials. Because, I think my music is more ambience, to create ambience with long time, like several hours or something. So I'm interested in to create environments in space. So that is my next plan, I think.
Yeah, you know, one time, what is his name? Lamont Young, Dream House, Dream Room. I mean, this piece, I think, goes for years. And I was there for a couple hours. It was very sweaty. So you know what I'm speaking of. Okay. So you want to create like kind of an atmosphere.
Yes, atmosphere, exactly.
Okay. And what about if people want to learn more about your music through the internet? Is there a URL they can go to?
Yes, my URL is www.troncolon.com. Or my Instagram is Sonico. Sonico is S0NIK0.
Okay.
So please check them out.
And your new album is on, this label is very good, puts out very good adventurous music. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I'm glad to hear.
What are they called? 12?
12K?
Yes.
Yes, the label is 12K, so the 12K.com.
Okay. And how did you get involved with these people? They put out some great music.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I met the label owner, Taylor Dupree, I think 20 years ago.
Wow.
In Japan, actually. So we're so long-time friends. And it was my third record on 12K.
Okay.
So, and the label owner, Taylor Dupree, live in New York.
So it's New York City-based label. Okay. And what about tour? Do you have plans to tour this album?
Oh, I want to, but at the time, I'm not sure about the traveling. Maybe later this year or next year, I think. Because I have some plans in Japan until this autumn. So maybe after that, I hope.
You're talking about this Yokohama project?
Yokohama project, yes.
Oh, okay. So maybe when that's over, maybe you tour and you play these. Okay. Interesting. What's touring like for you? Is it just a suitcase of stuff or what?
Yes, just suitcase. Yes.
So it's kind of tiny, right? Yeah, that's good. Very portable.
Really tiny, yes.
But you know that's a dilemma of touring because some electronic artists, so much stuff. Right. But your stuff is a lot of like you said, your archive of sounds.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you say that's essential? Your archive.
Archive is essential, really important for me.
And because you were saying in the old days, you were improvising every day. But some of the archive is just sounds where you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like my diary. Actually, to create music is like my diary. Or
like Nikki.
Yeah.
Nikki, right?
Nikki, this.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. Well, you know, I can't wait to hear the next Nikki, okay? So when it comes, can we play it and you come back on the show and we talk about it?
Yeah.
Ah, great. Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Absolute. Please keep on keeping on.
Yeah. Arigato gozaimasu.
No problem. How do I remember? Don't touch the mustache. Yeah. People, May 1, 2023 edition. What, Peter? So keep your powder dry.